very first breath, while the rest of the world still thought I was dead. The weight of the stone and the light that poured in. Death is defeated forever, amen.
WJTL, that's Andrew Rip. I do it again. Hi, good morning to you, Karina and Fred, with you on this Thursday morning at 7:05.
And are you looking for your next job opportunity? Over 35 positions have just been posted on WJTL's job link. Whether you are seeking a career change or a fresh start, you can explore a variety of openings with local businesses and organizations. Just click the job link button at WJTL.com to see what's available in our community.
Our very special guest this morning, our friend Jordan Kaufman, is here. He's the executive director of New Person Ministries. Jordan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, my wife Kira and my kids McKenna, Sasha, and Malachi.
Yeah, I understand you have a 7-month-old, the youngest.
Mm-hmm, that's Malachi.
Yeah, did you get any sleep last night?
I did.
That's good. Tell us about New Person Ministries.
So New Person Ministries, we work with men transitioning out of prison back into society. We work with them in a halfway house setting. So they live with us for 4 to 6 months, and we try to help them find jobs, long-term housing. We have program directors who help them try to navigate all the things that people who haven't been through incarceration kind of have down already, whether that's medical, trying to find IDs, just all the things that we kind of take for granted. And then we have chaplains who kind of disciple them and walk with them as they try to figure out what walking with Jesus looks like.
How long has New Person Ministries been around?
Since 2004.
Mm-hmm. So how did it get started? What was the impetus for wanting to have this ministry?
Yeah, there was a pastor who had done some transitional housing stuff before with men coming out of prison, and there was opportunity. There was a house, and he just talked to the owner, and the owner gave it to him, and yeah, that's how we got started. Humble beginnings.
What's the biggest challenge that you face as a ministry that is ministering to those who are coming out of prison?
Yeah, I mean, the two things are finding employment. That's always a challenge, and then finding housing. I mean, housing's tough for anyone, and then adding a criminal record on top of it makes it a lot more challenging.
Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through New Person Ministries?
I do. So we have... we had a guy who, you know, he came to us when he was in his actually mid to late 70s, and he showed up at the door and he said, you know, something's different. And a lot of the guys we get, Fred, guys have, God has been working through their life before they get to us.
Right.
And I believe God was working in his life as well. But he also just needed a place to stay. And he got there and he said, something here is different. And as, you know, he would say, he's someone who's a little older. He's a little stuck in their ways. And something changed. Something changed when he walked in the door. And it's stuff we get to see on a regular basis. People who were essentially dead being brought back to life.
Love that. If folks want more information about your ministry, can they visit you online?
Mm-hmm. NewPersonMinistries.org.
And you have a banquet coming up next week that folks could also attend.
Tell us
about that.
Yeah, so it's at Shady Maple on next Thursday, the 23rd. We do have some tickets still available, and those can be found on our website as well.
Check it out, newpersonministries.org. Next Thursday night at Shady Maple is an opportunity for you to hear the stories and the testimonies of what God is doing through New Person Ministries. Check it out, newpersonministries.org. We'll talk more with Jordan on the way next. Music coming up too. PFR, Brian and Katie Torwalt, and more.